The teams held senior appreciation for the seven swimmers Saturday. Head coach Andy Carlisle says these seniors are a fun group to coach.
They're really close. They give each other the business all the time, which is always fun. Yeah, it's a good group to work with. They work hard. They treat each other well, and they make us proud wherever we go.
The seniors are Maria Funt, Maddie Whitethorn, Bryn Lister, Kate Bissette, Bruno Caetano, Rylan Wallace, and Peter Kowalski. Funt competed in a few events last weekend against a former teammate, Allie Morgan, who's now swimming with Thunder Mountain High School in Juneau.
Allie's still our teammate. We love her. She is just very supportive still, like, even though she's on the TM team. She cheers us on and we cheer her on, and it's camaraderie, I guess.
On Friday, Funt took first in the 50 free and second in the 100 butterfly. Saturday, she was third in the 200 free. She's hoping to improve on her times and beat personal records from last year.
Well, I've been doing well and progressing throughout the season, but I haven't really hit my PRs from last season, so I'm excited to see what region brings, to see what happens after we taper. And
teammate Maddie Whitethorn finished second Friday behind Funt in the 50 free. Whitethorn was also third in the 100 free both days and second in the 100 backstroke.
I swam the 50 and the 100 free at regionals, and I just want to beat my times from last year. I'm still about like a second away on each of those events, but I'm just going to try and do it and see what happens.
Whitethorn says there have been some tough practices this season to get the team into shape.
We always, at the beginning of practice, when it gets to this point of the year, we always ask Andy how hard our practice is going to be on the scoochiness scale. And we've been getting some pretty scoochy practices, and they're not particularly pleasant, but it makes us stronger. So
the girls team also did well in relays last weekend. On Friday, the all-senior 200 free relay team of Lister, Bissette, Whitethorn, and Funt took first. The next day, a 400 free relay team of Bissette, Jaden Perry, Lister, and Whitethorn finished third. The boys' relay teams also finished fast. The 200 free team of Rylan Wallace, Sean Spiegelmeyer, Bruno Caetano, and Peter Kowalski finished second Friday. Caetano is an exchange student from Brazil and says he didn't swim competitively before his year in Petersburg.
I was kind of scared when they invited me to participate of the swim team. I was like, oh God, should I go? And it's been good, like great. I'm doing okay, I guess, and the team is really great. We have practice every single day and of the week, and it's pretty nice.
On Saturday, the boys' 200 medley relay team of Spiegelmeyer, Kovi Kovacs, Wallace, and Kowalski were second. A 400 free team of Spiegelmeyer, Caleb Funt, Wallace, and Kowalski also placed second. Also that day, Wallace took first in the 100 fly, and Spiegelmeyer was third in the 100 free. Wallace took third in the 50 free the day before as well. And on Friday, Peter Kowalski was second in the 200 individual medley, first in the 100 free. Saturday, he was first in both the 200 free and the 500 free.
I guess my favorite freestyle event is the 200 free. Okay. Takes a lot of guts. There's a lot of different ways to swim it, and it's just it's a really competitive event.
Kowalski says this year he's already met the times he swam at state last year, and he's ranked in the top five in two events. He says it's been fun to grow up with this group of seniors and progress together. He's excited that some of them may go on to swim in college, and he's also excited about the younger members of this high school team.
Besides us seniors, it's really important to recognize all the new swimmers. They're like the future of the high school team, and I think they've progressed so much over the season. And it's been so much fun to watch them. And I think that next year's team it's going to progress fast. And I think that there'll be some good swimmers that come out of the group.
Kowalski and his teammates next swim at the regional meet the first weekend in November at the new Mount Edgecombe Pool in Sitka. That pool just opened this year and is slated to close because of state budget decisions. Kowalski doesn't know what to expect in that new facility.
You know, It's kind of funny talking to people about pools, because there's fast pools and there's slow pools. And I'm not sure what makes a fast pool and a slow pool. I don't know if a lot of swimmers could tell you that. But, you know, we're hoping it's a fast pool.
Where does Petersburg's come in there?
Oh, man. I don't know. I've heard a lot of other teams say it's slow, but I don't know. Since we train in it, I love our pool. I'll always swim in our pool.
Meanwhile, Coach Carlisle says he's happy with his team's conditioning at this point.
Our fitness level's really good, right where I need it to be. The difference between the first half of our race and the second half is narrowing, which is really good. They can finish races now. So in the next couple of weeks as we rest and their speed starts to come in, I'm really looking forward to some great things. It should be good.
The teams have this weekend off from competition. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.